Patrol time, and it's me today, Tiffobot, introducing you to episode 339, where we're talking about Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. And are you ready to go, Montego?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm the one of the hosts of Fans of Patrol, Mr. Button all the way up to the top. What's up, y'all? Yeah, The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. Yeah, I got kind of like, you know, The Conjuring got my ass. I didn't watch every last one, so we had to do this one, man. Also in the news, Tiff.
Yeah, it's kind of our, talk about some E3 shit.
E3, one of the biggest shows of the year for us. I'll put E3 in the title, and it'll go crazy. So we have nothing specific. We're talking about some of the game releases and things like that, so... Mm-hmm. Hold on to your cheeks, kids, because we're ready to do it, man. I loved your intro, too, Tim.
Thank you. It's a little softer than yours, I think, because it's my first time.
Yeah, yeah. We got a big-ass show. We talking Loki this week. God.
Oh, shit.
Damn it. One-shot Loki. If you guys watch that, we're going to go through it. We're going to do what we do, and that's going to be great, and that's going to be the show. It's a huge show. Damn.
It's a big show.
Yeah. So, man, I guess saying all that, are we ready to roll, man?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. All right, man. So this is it, man. But before we go any further, please give a social media ring-a-ding to the people, Tiff.
All right. For everything Fans of Patrol, go to our main hub. That's fansofpatrol.com. And, of course, get to us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Fans of Patrol. And listen to us on your favorite listening platform. Get to us on YouTube as well. Please subscribe. Got some good stuff over there. Pew, pew.
There we go. And, yeah, we are rushing, y'all, because we got so much stuff. We trying to make sure we got room on the show, you know.
Usually cannot stop talking about E3 stuff is the problem.
Yeah.
We're even kind of coming at it from a limited scope this year because it was kind of, they were kind of tight-lipped a little bit. Not like super, but like, it wasn't as big a production as it had been in the past. Do you feel that way too?
Well, because of COVID. COVID rearranged everything.
Yeah, COVID really shit the bed for everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for ruining everything that was ever fun.
Yes, especially all you people who refuse to act like the shit existed. But we're going to move on from there. So tell you what we're gonna do.
Okay.
I'll bring up something I want to talk that was interesting to me. You bring up something. You'll go first, and you know, and if we cross paths, that'd be great. So impression, you know, in Darth Vader, impressive. So what got you, Tiff?
Okay, so So something we didn't put on our list, but I wanted to talk about was that they did a very cozy, and I haven't been able to watch it yet, but there's been a lot of hype about this cozy, low sensory game release that they kind of indie developers got together and did it.
I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah. And, it was like their games that were lower impact games that were like meant for relaxation or betterment. And that, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
So my plan was to like save it because I'm really excited about something, I like to save it for like a time when I can really savor it rather than be like, well, I gotta get this done. and so I was kind of saving it for when I had some time, but I've been super busy as we all are. Mm-hmm. But from this list, I will say that the first thing that caught my eye is the second Psychonauts game.
That's huge news. We talking what, like 14, 15 years ago, the first one came out.
So fucking long ago, yeah.
They've been promising it for the last 15 years.
And it almost doesn't feel real because, like, but it is. That's got gameplay stuff. And, Double Fine Games has always been amazing because they've always done interesting or strange things that, like, but have appeal to them. Like, some strange things you're like, I don't care for that.
Yeah.
But with them, it's always been fun and charming and, So, it's exciting to see this property brought back.
It looks phenomenal. They actually had gameplay available.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, you know, it's nice to see an old school platformer still doing this thing, you know, with an upgrade. Because there's all type of games everybody likes, you know what I'm saying? And I've played platformers. It's not my main thing. But I just was amazed that I remember seeing this game being advertised in comic books. Yeah. And now it's back. And so I'm happy for the fans that's going to be looking for this thing. And it was actually on my list for something to talk about too. So.
And I do, like, there's some, so some of the stuff in this list I know of didn't have trailers attached to it, but I'm familiar with the property.
Oh, please, talk about it. I've been looking at shit, too. We don't, it didn't have to be on that. I just I lazily gave you that because.
I mean, that it's a good jumping off point. But, so the Back for Blood.
Oh, wait a minute, it's my turn. We gotta.
No, I want to talk about it. Oh, fine.
We're lobbing. We're doing a tennis thing.
Whatever, you know what?
So,
no one cares.
You know, God damn it. I actually.
Go on, I'm ready.
So, Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. And I'm bringing this up because the Avengers game was so terrible and people hate it so much, you know. But this game is not made by that same studio. It's made by Square Enix. And it looked pretty good. I think the only drawback I saw from it was that it's you only play Star-Lord and you tell the other characters what to do. And in the Guardians of the Galaxy, Star-Lord has to be, he's not my favorite character. You know, I everybody knows I love Rocket Raccoon more than anybody. I would love to play him, you know. So, you know, you play as Star-Lord and it looks really, really polished. And it comes out this October the 26th. So I thought that was pretty interesting because of the Avenger thing. And I did not play the Avengers game, but the fans who did play it was enough for me to stay the hell away from it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you had paid any attention to
the fans of that game.
To Guardians.
No, I'm not a huge fan of anything that like that kind of stuff.
Okay, well that's fine. What else you got?
This is not a big deal for me personally because I haven't played the first one, but I know it's a big deal for a lot of other people and it's been talked about a lot online. Is the second Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild.
Zelda. It's a Zelda game.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I didn't put it on my list to talk about because I knew you would. But
Yeah. It looks good. It's that open world stuff that people really like.
How long has it been since the last one?
And things like that. Not that long.
You sure?
I think that was.
What was that?
I can't remember the release
Wind
date,
Waker.
But I know that...
Was that the last one, or was it been one?
No,
since
no, no.
Then?
Breath of the Wild 1 was the last.
Oh, okay,
one.
Okay.
So people really like it, and that's all people talk about on Twitter since it came out. Okay. Even though there's been lots of other game announcements, but it's not necessarily for me because I do like Zelda. Like my favorite game, probably one of my favorite games of all time, is Ocarina of Time, or Ocarina, depending on who says it. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite games, so fun. I think I would like Breath of the Wild, but like some of that stuff's like a big commitment that like,
yeah,
I can't quite make. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. I know it's really exciting for folks, and it looks good. So
yeah. Well, it looks like it reminded me of Wind Waker.
Yeah, it does kind of look like that.
Mm-hmm. Rainbow Six Extraction. So I bought the first Rainbow Six, the one a few years ago that they transformed the game and made it all online, which I don't like. Mm-hmm. I don't like that shit. I like a campaign, so kiss my ass. So this one, I think, is following the same vein. It's still, I think, it's online only, but they introduced aliens in it, and I gotta tell you, I don't like that. Tom Clancy games are Tom Clancy
real
movies.
I mean, it doesn't say real, but you know what I mean.
They're Tom Clancy movies that you can play. They don't have aliens in it, unless Tom Clancy knows some shit we don't know, Tifflebot. You know, all these aliens has been in the sky and shit. Oh shit! I didn't think about that. So,
oh my god,
I'm not excited about it if it's just online only because I don't always want to play with people. Shit, I like to do some stuff on my own. What else you got?
And I want to talk about something that really surprised me.
Okay.
And that is Redfall. Is that what it's called?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Let me scroll up back up. I'm so sorry. Yeah, Redfall. It's that. A vampire.
Oh,
a vampire shooter where there's
wasn't that
more like
Blood Hunt? What was it? Redfall? It's
called Redfall. It's got like the four characters in it, and they there's magic, and the trailer kind of is like, so this happened, and then they kind of go back, what's the shit? Then they go back and they show it happening. I thought that looked really fun, and it's a co-op game, which is always awesome. So up to four players can play co-op. I hope it's a couch co-op.
Wait a minute.
However,
that's not the one with the girl with the big afro, is it?
Yes.
I thought it was Arcane.
Nope. That's who made it. Arkane Studios.
I'm super excited about this game. It was like top of my list there, man. That game looked dope, Tiflebot.
It looks,
you know,
so fun. I love the characters already. Like, they seem to have unique personalities, interesting and fun.
Yep.
It seems funny.
I like the animation.
It seems like you could play this with your friends and just have a really good time. My only drawback for this is that, like, it's obviously FPS. I'm bad at that.
Yeah. Well,
really bad.
Let Mike play it for you.
Yeah, I'll watch someone else. But I want to get back. We often play Left 4 Dead, which is an older game.
Yeah.
Obviously, now it doesn't seem that old to me, but I guess it is. And I'm bad at it, but I still really like to play it. And we can still make it through.
Yeah.
In that, so like, potentially this could be the same way, or I could just get better at first person shooting. I probably would for this game. It looks so good.
Yeah.
But it is a PC and an Xbox exclusive, which we do not have an Xbox anymore.
Oh, and guess what? Okay, yeah, you're right. It is. It looks great. But yeah, that's what actually I'm one of the games I'm most excited about. That's funny that you had that on there.
I would watch it as a show.
Yeah, yeah. It looked really good.
It's so interesting.
And the characters are really colorful. That's what I think I liked about it the most.
Yeah, I thought so too. And I think that this is probably one of the ones that, like, I do not watch Let's Plays. I just don't. Not because I hate them by any means, but I just have never done it. But I would watch this to see. If I couldn't play it myself, I would watch it to see what the storyline was.
Hey, Tiff, what the hell is Mario Rabbids? What is that all about?
So Rabbids are these stupid rabbit things, and they've always been really popular with kids and apparently adults, but it is not a Nintendo property.
I was wondering it because it was something with
Mario is, but it's a collaborative effort between Nintendo and Ubisoft.
Okay, now that makes sense, because I was kind of confused. You know what I'm saying? I was like, what? So,
I mean, if that was a Nintendo property, this would have happened years ago. They can't resist putting their shit from one game into another game.
You know what I mean?
It's like their fucking mission in life is to just dump all the shit they've already made into something else. But, I mean, great. If you like this, I would assume you'd be very excited. Like, if you happen to like two things. But I would say that, like, Mario seems to be, like, the baseline for gaming, right? Like, if you play video games, you've definitely played a Mario game.
Yeah, pretty much. You know,
and so I think, like, putting him in with anything else is probably going to get you some kind of a response. You're gonna sell shit.
Oh yeah.
But the rabbits are also popular.
Okay, because I didn't know what the hell that shit was. You know,
have you seen them?
I saw the trailer and I was like, what the hell is
they're
that?
Like goofy, like kind of. I think they have like bad attitudes,
big teeth and stuff. Yeah.
I think that, and I think that some of the stuff is done, like some of the Mario stuff is done in the Rabbids style. So probably people would shit in their pants about it, which is great. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, just wondering, Tiff. I was like, I have no idea what this is. And it was like, I've been dying to ask you, to be honest with you. But I'm going to tell you
not for me, but I'm happy for those people who are happy about it.
I'm going to tell you what surprised me that really piqued my interest. Mm-hmm. That's the Pirates of the Caribbean game. Did you see that?
Oh, so you're talking about the there's a game and it's been around. It's an online game, I think. Mm-hmm. It's what's that game called? It's like a pirates game where you play a pirate.
Right.
And they're adding some DLC or whatever.
Is that all it is?
Yeah.
Shit.
I don't know much about that game.
It was so heavy. It had the music. It had the actors. It had the actors in it. I was like, wow, this, and it just looked really, really good. I was like, oh, this looks really slick. I remember that old Pirates game. Is that what you're talking about? It's related to? It's
Sea of Thieves. Yes. I don't know if it's new or maybe let me look because
I thought it was brand spanking new because it was heavy. I mean, we talking about they had.
Okay. It is an original story, mm-hmm. So I guess maybe, I don't know if it's like a standalone game necessarily, but definitely like an addition, kind of like when you have like a computer game, like World of Warcraft, and you maybe add some stuff to it. There's a lot to it. So like,
it looked great.
You have a lot. I'm looking at it and it looks good. Yeah.
Yeah. And the concept of the whole, it's not really something I would normally get into, but I, you know, step out of your box sometimes, you know, go have some fun, you know?
I agree. And I think that, like, I like the idea of Sea of Thieves because it is a game that's a lot different than potential. I mean, it's got the same elements. So, like, if you have, like, a taste for, obviously, adventure games or even, like, even FPS or anything like that, this is different but similar enough that you might be like, yeah, I could get into that. But it'll give you something, like, something different to do rather than, like, like, we can kind of say, like, not to be shitty, but, like, Halo, Mass Effect.
Same shit. Yeah, that's my shit, and I do shit like that all the time.
They have a vibe, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that. But, like, this is, like, different enough that you'd be like, oh, I'm, like, doing something different.
And
that, but, like,
and that's cool, because every once in a while I'll play something like Mario and be like, man, this is completely different. I'm enjoying the shit out of this, you know? I'm having a lot of fun, you know? So that's, I was very interested in it, you know? I was like, wow, this looks really, really cool. So what else you got on your list there?
Okay, so I am interested in playing, or, well, not playing because I'm not going to be good at it, but the so Hades is not a new game, but it's coming to all the platforms.
Okay,
so you'll be able to play it, and it just looks beautiful and interesting and nice, and I like the Hades? Mythos of it.
What is that? Because I'm not familiar.
It is 2020's game of the year. It is about, obviously, Hades.
Mm-hmm.
And you just play in the underworld, I believe. I'm not super familiar with it, but okay. When I watched it, I was like, I would play that. But I'm also bad at stuff. Just FYI to everyone who's listening, I like games, but I'm not good at them.
Okay, well.
this is an action-adventure game, so.
Yeah, I didn't even
I'd
see
be
it.
Okay at it.
I didn't see it, so that's
you see that one?
Mm-mm.
I'll send you a link. We'll post. You know what? We can post the ones we talked about, I'm sure.
Okay. That'd be a long list. Yeah. So we might not.
I'm not going to do it. So Montego shouldn't have to.
I was interested for fans' sake in Metroid. They finally, after
they did. That is big news.
1,000 years of promising Metroid. And then what really got me is I kind of like the way they did Metroid the last time it came out, you know, with the 3D world. But they went back to side-scrolling like old school. And so...
Yeah.
If I was a true fan of this, because I didn't even play the 3D game, but I know how big it is. And it's just like, I wonder how people are feeling about it returning to being a side scroller. Because sometimes, you know, it'd be like putting Mario back as a side scroller. You'd be like, what the shit are you doing? You know?
Yeah, you get used to playing a 3D version of a game, and then you go back and you're like, fuck, I can't do this.
Yeah, or I don't want to do it. You know what
I'm saying?
Or
like, so one of my problems with games is jumping.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Just like generally speaking, like especially in a platformer or a side scroller is like how, like, so late. So I would say more so lately in games, if you have like a side scroller or stuff like that, they have much more definitive jumping, right? So like have to be like push your button a certain amount for a certain length of time to get a certain jump.
Yeah. Of course.
And you just fuck yourself all the time. And it's not very fun for me to just have to do the same thing over and over again. I just get frustrated. I'm not like, woo, I'm learning. I'm like, this fucking sucks.
You know what platformer I really enjoyed that kind of had an element of realism? That was the Sands of Time. I was about to say Aladdin, but it wasn't Aladdin. It was
Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia. I really liked that series back in the day.
It's kind of similar. Is it not similar to kind of like Assassin's Creed vibe, maybe?
Yeah, but not so serious, you know?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, not so serious. And
it was truly
a platformer, you know, you going up and down and you falling 1,000 times and going back up and stuff like that. So I like that game. There's no Prince of Persia, but anyway. So what else has caught my eye here? Okay, let's just talk about the elephant in the room. Well, I don't even know if it's an elephant in the room.
Go on.
That was Starfield by Bethesda.
Oh, my God.
No, it was just a trailer, but and it was gorgeous, like trailers are. However, they said that the whole game was shot in engine, the whole trailer. So that was like, okay, that's kind of impressive, guys. Now, here's the problem with all the pretty that's being sprinkled on, Tipplebot, sprinkle on the pretty.
Yeah.
Nobody owns a next generation console. You know what I'm saying? They have.
We do.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you killed an old lady for that. I wouldn't be talking too loud about that.
We did not. We did not.
But other than you, people don't own it. You can't find
it is very hard. A Sony, to find stuff.
You can't find an Xbox. And to be quite honest with you, in my opinion, it wasn't even worth getting it early because they didn't even have enough shit that was next generation titles to even release to it. And then the pandemic hit and it got worse. And so All of this stuff is, you know, this new stuff is supposed to be for these new consoles, which nobody owns. So, you know, and then every time they do release some pirates buy them all up.
It'll be 2022 for a lot of this stuff, maybe later. So that gives you guys some time to get those if they can, but still I've heard that the situation is only going to get worse.
Yeah. And I'm not buying a next generation console until I see enough titles to make it worth it for me, because I was always a day one person and be like, why I get this damn thing? They ain't had a game that really utilized the engine. It took like a year or two before, you know, those games that actually pushed the software, the hardware, the way it needed to be. So I'm learning my lesson here. So there we go. What else you got?
Do you want to talk about, so one of the best trailers that I saw, was surprising, was that Outer Worlds 2.
Damn.
Just because I thought it was funny.
Outer Worlds. What the hell?
They were the ones that were like, we were playing this song.
Oh,
now we're going to pull out with a lens flare. And we're not going to show you our main character because we're not done.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
It was clever, but you guys don't have shit to show.
Yeah, so like I get that it's clever, yeah, but does that mean that you still just don't have anything?
Y'all had nothing. I think I would have said, we got nothing. We ain't coming this year. Sorry, y'all.
I would rather have them say that. Then
pull that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Then be like, oh, yeah, you can play this probably, you know, 6 years.
Right. So what I do want to talk about is that they introduced two Fallout titles. One was like about the Brotherhood of Steel stuff, which I think is just.
OK, I saw that.
That's just I think it's just for the 76 thing. And the last game they turned out was total shit. Because they took away the non-playable characters, which was the essence of the game. And so then they brought them back, but not really, because they gave it for free. So I went back and tried to play again. And it was like, well, this is not really what it's supposed to be. So then they're doing that, which comes out this summer. But then they're doing Fallout London, which I think is back. I don't know. Are you guys going back to the roots of having the game like it is? Because that whole online shit was bullshit. It's okay to have an online open world, but when it comes to the missions, learn from Rockstar. When it comes to the missions, it's about you and you alone, you know? And I mean, that formula has worked for 1,000 years. I don't even understand what the hell they thought they were doing. London looks great. I love Fallout. It's a whole different, you know, stage for this, which will be great. I just hope to God that you guys learned your lesson. And in the trailer, I don't know if you saw the trailer, Jeff, but they had a lot of communication.
It didn't really look like Fallout. Or are you talking about London? Or are you talking about the Steel?
The London game.
I didn't see that one. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, there was a lot of conversations in the trailer with characters. And so I was like, are you guys trying to tell us that the old gameplay is back? You know, because that online thing was just a disaster. You know, nobody cares. It's not why people was playing your game, to play with John down the street. We playing the game to finish the missions and to do the stuff. Yeah. I don't know. So the Brotherhood of Steel thing was just, who cares?
When I look at that, I'm like, that, and I could be wrong, I've never played a Fallout game, but that didn't really look like Fallout.
It looked too updated.
it looked like so current, organized, like Gears of War kind of, but because everyone's like a big bulky armor, and I kind of thought that was more like Fallout's the one where you trade in the bottle caps and stuff, right?
Yeah, but you do have the Brotherhood, and they all in mech armor like that. So so it's supposed to be focusing on that. So I was like, okay. So what else you got, Tim?
So for me, those were my top hits.
Okay. I got a couple more.
Do you have
here.
Other ones?
I just got three more.
Just three more.
Well, real quick, because I don't really need to go into Halo that bad, other than the fact that they, you know, they're doing Halo Infinite like they should do, you know, and it's been delayed because of COVID, and we're fine with that. But then they got this multiplayer Ultimate, and their multiplayer is going free now. You know, everybody wants to fight with Fortnite now. And so...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... You have to.
Well, I guess you're right. These fuckers never even, excuse me, they never even, well, like,
you don't have to worry about that. I say that. Right.
they never even, you didn't have to buy the game, and they made more money than Jesus on that game. Well,
I mean, it's uncomfortable for me to realize that how much money that shit's made.
Yeah, Fortnite. Well, if you really want to have a stroke, Grand Theft Auto 5 has made $20 million this year from a game that's like 1,000 years old. You know, it's still making money. That's why they're not releasing new games, assholes, because y'all still spending money on 20-year-old games and stuff like that. So Halo is definitely something I'm looking forward to, even though I say it so many times on this thing, ever since it left Bungie, it's been missing something.
Well, that's part of the problem with, I think, like, a lot of the games that we've seen this year too are games that were created by one house, and then they've been bought or transferred to another house, and then they wonder why they're not successful anymore. Well, you have these people who are doing this thing that they had a creative vision, and that's what people were purchasing. Like, why would you change the shit?
Yeah, then we insert corporate America, just like what? Microsoft bought Bethesda, right? So they own all of their titles now. And so is that a good thing? Is that a Disney thing with Marvel and Star Wars or not? You know, who knows?
No, I don't know.
The only things I would like to just...
I do want to ask you something.
Yes. Wait.
I don't know if this is on your list or not. But what did you think about that game that has... it's called 12 Minutes, I think. It's got... James McAvoy and Daisy Ridley.
I didn't see that. What the hell are you talking about?
No, calm down, because it's bad.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe it's not. Maybe you would like it. It's so it's kind of a mystery game. I think the premise of the game is that you play the same 12 minutes over and over again, but you change things every time. It's like a time loop. You have to keep living the 12 minutes until you figure out the mystery or whatever it is.
Oh, wow.
I think his wife gets killed.
Of course.
It's been a while since I've seen the trailer for it, because I saw it sometime last year, I think. It looks interesting if you're into that stuff. I do wonder
how... I remember this game last year.
Yeah. But now I think they're talking about it again because it obviously didn't get released. But
yeah.
I mean, those are some pretty heavy hitters. Willem Dafoe's in it. It's pretty heavy hitters. Wow. Yeah,
making video game money. Check that out.
I'm curious to know what you would think of it if you played it. So maybe you should play it when it comes out.
No, we'll see.
We'll see.
Just real quick, Battlefield. Mm-hmm. Not interested because it's only multiplayer only.
That didn't look good to me.
Forza Horizon. I love the Forza Horizon games.
Those are very popular amongst car people
because they're so fun. Because they're not like regular car games. They're very easy plug and play type of games. They're not so goddamn hard that you're like, oh my god, you know what I'm saying? So you can just have some fun with it. Resident Evil is doing. They're having a multiplayer. I think that comes out this year. You know. So
why though?
I don't know. Because of Fortnite. You know, everybody wants
that. Leave us alone, Fortnite.
They want
get out
that
of our
Fortnite
ass.
Money. You know, shit. Everybody wants
not
that.
Not everything
Fortnite.
Has to be like that.
That's about it, Jeff. That's the only things that really stood out to me.
It was kind of. I think that some of the titles we talked about are really cool. But again, I guess I gotta say that, like, I remember when, like, you couldn't shake a stick at E3 without hitting something that you were like, man, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that.
Some people have left it. Some people don't do showcases there anymore,
obviously.
That's
true. Well, Sony did nothing. And then the last, 4 or 5 years, we're still waiting for games that never even came out, you know?
Well, that's the thing. That's always been the case, is you always get excited and then, like, you, like, oh, that's not going to happen.
Well, I'm tired of that shit, Tifflebot. I'm sick of these bastards sitting there stoking my cheeks, and then I get all goody, 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 and then, boom, y'all do nothing, and I get nothing, and I'm sitting there like, whatever happened to that game, god damn it, you know? So I don't like that shit about E3 and the industry.
I don't think anybody likes that.
I'm just saying, don't be showing me nothing that ain't gonna never come out. God damn it. You know. So anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I'm so mad.
Yeah. No, no guys playing crazy flutes with Sony and stuff like that because they decided to skip it.
Oh, my God. So. Amazing.
No loop plan. So that's it, Tiff. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, man. We right on schedule here, y'all. We gave y'all a full half an hour of E3. So, I know
I keep doing that today.
It's because it's great. We'll be right back. All right, man, we are back. It's been a while since we did a one-shot, man. You know, because we got these different segments, Tiff, it always seems like it's been a while since we did everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But so we got a one-shot. And so we kind of established a pattern here, Tiff. You know, good shit that's been coming out on Marvel, you know, for Marvel. We've been, like, doing the first show, and then we'll do a complete wrap-up when it's done and stuff, you know. So that's the plan with Loki, y'all. So help keep us honest. If we, you know, don't come back and do the wrap up, you know, let us know so we can stay on track. So here we go, man. Loki TV 14. Kind of wish it was a little bit TV, you know, 17.
TV MA.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be MA. It could be at least R. Let me see. Action adventure fantasy, man. It's a TV series, y'all, starring our friend and yours, Tom Hiddleston. And Owen Wilson, you never thought in a billion years you would say that Owen Wilson would be associated with Marvel in any form or fashion, right? Who else?
Good
we got?
For him.
We got in this thing. Her name is Wamu Masaku. Now, she was in Lovecraft Country. She played the sister. And let's do what we normally do and hit one.
Whoa.
It did. It was a different echo. It scared the shit out of me. One word, Tiff. What you got for Loki?
Love.
Oh, that needs no explanation. Just love. My one word is yes! Because so much of this thing was what we thought it was going to be. Yeah. And then so much of it, you know, a lot of the stuff they did from Endgame, you know, they showed some stuff that made you like, yes, you know, you just love to see the continuity just keep going. So that's my yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let's hit those spoilers. And I want to thank super fan Victor Abraham for letting me know that I didn't put no spoiler on last week's Bad Batch, damn it. And I'm not being a butthole. I'm glad somebody keeping me on my toes because, you know, mm-hmm. we get ahead of ourselves sometimes.
We sure do.
So this character, Owen Wilson is playing. Only seen him one time, and that was in the Fantastic Four books. So I've never seen him in a Thor book or a Loki book, so I thought that was interesting. So it's a real character. You know, it's not this whole time thing. It's not like something that they just made up for a TV show.
Sure.
So, man, how did this thing start, Tiffelbot?
So he's arrested. Right away. So it starts off with showing how he had the tesseract. He got the tesseract.
Right. They show some Endgame
stuff. They took that scene. Yeah. Which, by the way, it's been so long since that happened that some of the folks that I was watching it with were like,
what happened?
That's not from a movie.
When did that happen?
That's exactly from the movie. They just took the scenes from the movie. So as soon as he goes away, you think he's escaped, right? But he actually goes right, gets plopped right into the thing and goes through all this kind of like, you know, entrance into a prison establishment. So they take away his stuff, his clothes,
Tiffelbot,
his tesseract.
Tiffelbot. I'm loving this. I love seeing Loki being inconvenienced and annoyed as hell because he's always the person that's inconvenienced. Thor, when Ragnarok was getting, you know, anal cavity searched, and Loki was like having drinks and shit, you know?
Yeah.
But in this one, he's the one that's just like so annoyed. And what's even better is like, he act like he has all the cards most of the show. Like he's just gonna strike, and he does
it. He's just waiting, right, for his time.
Right.
Which is great, you know.
Yeah.
I love the way this fucking building looks. If you've ever worked for the government,
woo!
This shit is fucking spot on. You work in like a 70s building.
Hey, that's Children and Family Services all day, right there.
That's exactly correct. And so, like, I just love the way it looks and, like, how the people are. It's very much just, like, I love that fucking video that he watches when he's waiting in line. But take a number, take a number. And he's like, that one guy in front of him's like, no.
Hey, and they fried his ass and let you know that.
Oh my god, they just erased him from time.
From
right?
time. So I liked the scene with the judge, and I thought the judge was fine, but I digress. Yes. But
I think she plays a larger role in the series.
Oh, I think they're gonna keep coming back to her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because you know, of who Loki is. So he's in there, and I love the fact that he had to, like, explain his foolishness, you know, and he still thinks that he's going to have the upper hand, you know. It's just like, he's, like, listening to this.
Yeah, when he does that thing where he's, like, tries to get his armor or his power.
Yeah, yeah, he thought he was about to just, like, fry everybody and get out of there.
I enjoy the subtle humor of this show. It's not, like, over the top. Like, some of it's, you know, pretty typical Marvel humor, but some of it's just very soft and nice, and not like nice, but like so there's a part in my favorite part, I think it was in the previews, so it's kind of was spoiled, but is when they're like, sign this to verify it's everything you've ever said, and he's like, what?
Oh, I didn't see that in the previews. I love that scene.
He's like, this too, and then he's like,
did he say something else?
And he's like, ugh, and this.
Yeah. Yeah, the workers were so like, god, they have the syndrome, what do you call it, with the lights, the fluorescent light syndrome. They just, like, you know, are just drones and stuff.
Yes.
Loki realized how small he was when he saw all the different Tesseract.
All the Infinity Stones.
All the Infinity Stones, like they were nothing in time. The power that they have means nothing there. So, of course, he's like, you know, this place is more powerful. But what really got me, I'm so glad to explain that the Avengers were supposed to interfere with time, and you weren't. Because I was like, well, why did it, you know, with this whole show, I'm like, well, how come the Avengers aren't getting booked on time?
Right,
because
right.
They were supposed to. And I just thought that was that took, like, what, less than 10 seconds for them to explain that? And I was like, right. Perfect, you know? And we didn't even see how the Avengers cheated time, but they didn't, you know? They just said something real quick, and that was it. So he is starting to be recruited, you know, and he gets away. And, oh, my God, that Hunter, oh, she was just so good, just trying to chase his ass around. Go ahead.
Well, there's a part before he fights her where they show him the things that he's going to do.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And I want to talk about this a little bit, okay?
I loved it, but go ahead.
Yes. For one thing, they're establishing the fact that this Loki that we are watching is still lovable. Because he hasn't done those horrible things.
But he hasn't redeemed himself also.
Not yet.
He's the piece of shit Loki.
Bad. He's not as bad as the other Loki, right? The one that died. Now everybody wake up, because this good Loki is going to replace the one that died.
Well, yes. So the way, yes. So
eventually, not right now, but.
He saw that he was responsible for his mother's death.
Right, his adoptive mother, Frigga.
And the whole time I'm sitting there like, show him his death, show him his death, show him his death, show him his sacrifice, show him what he did, you know. And they did, but it had a different outcome. You know, I think he was really brought to the fact that he's cheated death so many times.
Right.
And it's so funny to him that, you know, I think for me it had a lot of weight, that scene with him seeing his own death. And it's not what I thought it would have been when they got around to it. You know, I was like, oh, it's going to do that. He's going to be redeemed. No, I think he was like, I'm no god at all. You know what I'm saying? And when he saw him being crushed by Thanos, and it's such a bad death. Any way to go, you know, with him being suspended in the air and his legs is pumping. It was just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
It was a terrible death. But a good scene. And they could have did that the way I wanted them to do it, the way I thought they were going to do it. And it wouldn't have been as good as what they did. I don't know. What about you?
I liked that whole situation. I mean, the thing about it is everything that happens in the show for me was really good. There's really no missteps, and I don't see any issue, like any error, like nothing was like, oh, that bothers me.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the fight where he rewinds, because she'd been rewinding him and bringing him back to her.
Oh, he enjoyed that so much.
Same thing to him. That was so good.
It's so weird, Tiff. When he enjoys himself doing wrong,
yeah, you're like, you enjoy it too. Oh, wait. Right. I'm bad too. And so he does get recruited.
Yes, at the end. By Mobius. He becomes
a TVA, I guess, a like not an official agent, but a temporary agent.
Yeah, it reminds me of that comic book we read, Agent Loki, back in the day, you know, where he was working for Frigga. You know, he was Agent of Asgard. Loki, Agent of Asgard. Turned out that, you know, spoilers, that he's fighting a more evil Loki from the timeline who's destroying everything.
I want to talk about this. I mean, this part where they show him the bad Loki doing the bad things.
Yes.
Is so good, even though it's the very last scene. It doesn't, you know.
Right.
What I love about this particularly, too, is that part of my problem with, like, a lot of, and I talk about it on the show a lot, is that not everything has to be explained down to, like, why it works. And so the reason I say that is they have these little tiny time things mm-hmm. that, like, correct the timeline. And they just push a button. I don't fucking need to know the quote-unquote science of how that fucking works. But some shows and some movies, this works because it floats into the timeline. Yeah. And so is the vector.
Right.
Like, no, I don't fucking need to know that. I understand the concept is that thing makes time correct. I don't need to know how or why or whatever. That's what it does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they do a good job of just being like, this is what we, you know what I mean?
Right. And like, look, dudes is flying and shit. So please, you don't have to explain all that stuff. You know, you got guys with capes flying. We don't, we accept it, you know? And it kills me when people get to the point that they're like, well, that's bullshit. You're like, dude, he got a hammer.
Calm down.
He throwing a hammer that comes back to him, but you got a problem with this, you know? So to be the flagship, first one out the box, if you love Loki, which most Avenger fans do, especially fans of the MCU, likes Loki, this is all you needed. And it wasn't like WandaVision. You know, they gave you exactly your boy right from the movie. And I think that was different from the other things, because for Loki, no time has stopped, right? It's just like he was there, now he's here. And so I think that's what makes it work even better. That's just my opinion.
No, I totally agree with that.
Well, that's it, Tiff. You know, that's our one shot, man. We are locked into this like nobody's business, like a thief in the night.
I know. I can't wait to watch the next one.
And yeah, which is, I think, is available now. I think it came out yesterday. We're recording on Thursday here. So that's it, man. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with our main topic, man. Time for some spooky, ooky, booky, and it ain't even October. We'll be right back. The scary, y'all, you know. So, you know, hide everything, man. Get under the bed, you know, close the doors, lock the doors. You know, it's time for some spooky. So, man, I have become a Conjuring fan on the sneaky, even though we never reviewed it on the show. I watched one and I watched the next, and the next thing you know, I'm in the Annabelles and I'm doing the Slabonas, and whoo, I went through the whole thing. So, when this came out, I remember Patrick Wilson announced, not Patrick Wilson, what's his name? Wilson,
yes, Patrick Wilson,
announcing that they were going to start shooting The Conjuring. They shot this during COVID, like late last year, you know, like I think in the fall or something, and got it packaged and ready to go, you know. So I wanted to do it. So here we are, man.
Yes.
So I didn't do a synopsis for Loki because it really wasn't one, but I'll do one for this. And this is terrible. It says, the Warrens investigate a murder that may be linked to a demonic possession. So there we go.
Isn't that the plot of every fucking Conjuring movie?
Right. So this is not directed by, what's his name? Wan, who did the first one. The first few. This was it Stephen Wan? Who did
James Wan.
James Wan, right. This is Michael Chavez.
Chavez?
Yeah, so different director.
Yes.
Same style, still starring
looks the same.
Patrick Ha-Cha-Cha-Cha Wilson, according to Tiff.
I fucking love Patrick Wilson. Woo, woo, woo.
Ten
out of 10 Woodbone.
shit. Alrighty. And a host of other people started this movie. Oh, shit.
I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
Vera Farmiga.
Yeah, I said that already. Hold up. My damn
headphones. How come you sound so far away?
The wheels of the chair. It was pulling me down. I'm sorry.
It's pulling me down. It's pulling me down.
Well, my head, it was just like, So anyway. So anyway, man. Oh, shoot. So, oh, shoot. It's time for, oh, shit.
Yes.
I don't
yes.
have to edit that. It's time for one. My echo machine is acting a fool. I don't like it. Tiff, what you got? One word. The Conjuring.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Unfortunate.
Explain, Tifflebot.
So the first Conjuring movie I really like.
Yeah, okay.
When I watch this one, it just seems disappointing to me just because, well, you know, it's just starting to get a little old hat at this point. But I don't want to like shit on it like all the way because when you look at it, the acting is good. The effects are good.
Yeah.
The cinematography is beautiful. Like, so like there's good things about it, but like, I'm like, also, we're kind of moving into the territory where like this movie would have been pretty, the subject matter of possession and stuff like that has always kind of been something that scares people, generally speaking.
Yeah.
It's just kind of an uncomfortable subject for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really, for me, in my opinion, doesn't need a lot of the jump scares that they put into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that kind of was what, but you know, and we'll get into some of the stuff when we get into it, but what's your one word?
It's a little stale.
Yeah. So I'm saying it's like, it's just a little one note now.
A little stale. And I'm going to say this, everything you said was 100% true about the accolades that you mentioned. The two things bother me about it.
Yeah.
And that's, Tiff, I can't take, am I hallucinating or is this real shit anymore?
Yeah.
I can't, I hate that shit. Will Hollywood, will you stop that shit? We're making me think I'm having a seizure alone with the character. Stop that shit. You know, if it's real, it's real. You know, don't.
Right.
Don't. Oh,
if it's in the world of your movie, if it's real, exactly. Just fucking make it real.
So that bothered me. Well, let me finish. The other thing.
Oh, sorry.
No, real quick. because I got to finish my point. My other point was that the movie wasn't as scary to me because they were trying. I don't know what it is about it. They were trying to like make the movie more like a detective sleuth type of story, more so than just, hey, we about to scare the shit out your ass and you better run for the hills if you don't want to be in here. And that's what I've been getting with these Conjuring movies. I mean, scary as hell, and it's through the subtleties. But go ahead, Tifflebot.
Well, I just want to say that, like, okay, so some of the stuff that we see, so these are all based on true stories, quote unquote, right. However you feel about that. Right. But I would say that if this stuff did happen, whatever, that it didn't happen in the way it happens in this movie. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it is Hollywood stuff. But like, so my problem is that, like, unlike what you say, there's a plenty of stuff in this movie that's scary enough, and like sometimes you're seeing a movie that's just like gives you a vague feeling of unease, right?
Yeah.
So like you don't necessarily have to be super scary. You can just be like, I feel uncomfortable during this movie. And so I kind of think they missed the boat on that. So like when they open up in this movie, it's 1981.
Yeah.
There was a possession of a young boy.
Yeah, poor little fellow with those child molester glasses on.
Oh, he did. He looked awful.
He had the child molester glasses. I was like, oh no, why y'all buy him the big ass glasses?
As every time spoilers. You watch one of these movies,
oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
The worst.
I'm sorry. Let's hit the spoilers.
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I'm sorry. As with every movie that these people are in, it's the worst possession they've ever seen. They always say that.
Now, I hate that because they do say every movie, now they're really challenged. Dude,
that's retortable.
You don't have to do that shit. We know they Ghostbusters. It's all bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It doesn't matter if it's the worst or not the
worst
or whatever.
You could have called it The Conjuring 4, The Next Case. I would have been like, okay, all right, it's going to be bad.
Conjuring again.
I know, it's going to be bad. So go ahead.
And this kind of sets up the plot for our movie because what happens is the priest father who so-and-so
got hit in the head
comes over. Yes. And he gets clocked and then he passes out. And so therefore they can't.
Tiffany.
What?
Arguably, this first scene is the scariest thing in the whole
movie. Absolutely. 100% the scariest thing in the whole movie is the beginning when that kid bends in half. And absolutely. Looks in,
I said, this should be the finale. What are y'all doing?
They should have done that. They should have kind of like worked it backwards maybe and then scared me at the end.
Which I thought they were going to do, but go ahead.
They did not. So basically what happens is Arnie, who is the boyfriend of the sister.
Which was weird to me because in all the other Conjuring movies, they were so strict about who was in the room and don't come in here and blah, 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 blah. But now they got the whole family reunion and they're grabbing this kid and shit. I'm like,
and they're like, don't talk to him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're untrained. So you kind of.
And Arnie's like stupid and keeps doing it anyway.
Yeah. Take me. Take me. I'm like, oh,
so
boy.
Then we see that happen and the characters don't, except for Ed, who sees it happen, but he has a heart attack and goes into a coma.
Oh, he was given a heart attack. It was.
Right. He was by the. Demon,
yeah, who was in the little kid. Hey, correct. That scene when they went into the bathroom and the little kid was over there by the window.
Oh, I mean, no,
and
no.
Then he came. See, the opening sequence was the most scariest shit. I was like, ah! So, Tiff, I was ready. You know, I was like,
this is the beginning. It's only going to get fucking worse.
Exactly. Not true. So, like you were saying, but I mean, to move forward, you know, now the guy is living with the girl, and it's Keno, and the guy is a little goofy, and he likes the big stereos. He comes back, he sees the creepy chick in the window, and I'm like, they own a good track, Tiff. The creepy chick in the window was a good track.
That's the kind of stuff I like, where it's like, it's just subtly creepy. It's not necessarily a jump scare, but you're like, ooh, you're like, look.
I love to have shit happening in that little corner of the screen, and you're sitting in the theater like, am I the only one seeing this shit? You know, but but no, so they do that well, but this is where it starts falling apart. He comes off the tree, he goes home. Next thing you know, they do this.
Okay, this bothers me.
Go ahead.
This fucking, everything about this whole thing bothers me, and I'll tell you why from start to finish.
Go ahead.
One, he shows up and he does not look well.
No, like, take his ass to the hospital.
He looks like shit. And everyone's like, oh, come on, Arnie, blah, blah. Like, no, bitch, get in bed or go to the doctor. You look like dog shit.
Matter of fact, dance with me, dude. Dance with me. And now I'm going to give you these hallucinations. Hollywood, stop the goddamn hallucinating thing, showing me the person is showing the same shit he's put. Tiff, that's why I stopped watching Clarice. I got to an episode and it was all flash, flash, flash. I'm seeing this. Oh, but now I'm not doing. Oh, now people looking at me like crazy because I've been sitting here just screaming. Stop that shit. It's the oldest shit in the book. Go away with that. So they do that. He stabs the guy, right? And then next thing you know, he's walking down the street.
22 times.
And then he's walking down the street with the. With the possessed eyes.
Which, no, I did like this. I did like that scene. See, up until this, I did like the scene because he was like, I think I did something bad.
Yeah, but I didn't like the how it happened. You know.
No.
Where,
yeah. You know. Plus, just, like, where was his girlfriend?
Yeah. How come? I thought he was gonna murder everyone, but you know.
And so during this part, one part of the problem I have is that, Elizabeth or Lorraine Warren, calls the police.
Yes.
And says, I know you're not gonna believe this, but a demon is killing someone at the kennel. Now here's the thing.
No.
Probably the police would go because they would be like, somebody's a psycho.
Yeah.
But excuse me, I shouldn't say that. However,
they might have called though, Tiff, before they
here's what they should have said. Here's what she should have said. I am at the dog kennel and I've killed someone.
Huh.
And they would have gone out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So but anyway, they went out.
That's something else that bothered me. She was like, call 911. Was there 911 in 81?
I don't fucking know.
I don't think it was. You know? Well, I was like, wait a minute. That's like somebody pulling out a cell phone. It's supposed to be 1982. You're like, wait a minute. There's no cell phones. So I didn't think it was any 911 back in 1981. So I was like, did the director screw up? I think they did. Anyway.
Yeah.
So he goes to jail, right? And so now.
Which all of this happened. So very quickly.
It was very quick.
This is where, so some of this part, and I wondered if you had the same issue. I had trouble with the timeline because he goes to prison and then they're trying to get his defense together. But like, isn't he already in prison?
He was in jail. There's a difference between prison and jail.
Right. You go to prison after you've been convicted. And I understand that you can, some convictions take a long time.
No, here's I did like the part where the attorney is like, this is bullshit. Show me proof. And then next thing you know, she was in court like, oh, not guilty by the reason of a demon possession, goddammit. I seen it for myself. So they took her to her house, to their house, to show them all that creepy shit. And so, you know, honestly, that's a scene that probably could have got cut, but I would have probably liked to see her go see, you know, all the crazy Annabelle shit and everything in the house, you know.
Right. I'm surprised we didn't see Annabelle in this. I kept saying, oh, this is, we're going to see Annabelle.
Yeah. So next thing you know, this becomes a crime sleuth, and it all completely falls apart at this point because, you know, they go see Walter, who was on a show that I used to love called Fringe, the old priest. And they walk in and they see him, and they're talking about these totems, you know, somebody's doing witchcraft and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, halfway through all of this, Tiff, like not this scene, but through the movie, I'm like, well, wait a minute. That dude is way too dope of an actor to not to just have that one little tiny little role. And I was like, oh, it must be, he must be involved. He must be part of the problem, which
I thought it was him. I thought, oh, he's the one that's doing
it. I thought it was too, but because that's the only like high caliber person that they showed. And then they kept showing this woman who was supposed to be the witch. And I thought she was a demon too, right? Because he was showing up in the guy's hallucinations, like when the rat went in the wall and all of a sudden she's like, blah, you know, so it's like, but she's a real person, you know, like she shows up and she's real. And so, you know, and then the next thing you know, they're running around down in an altar and shit, and she got to knock over the altar, Lorraine's. But I did like the scene in the woods when she was like leading the cops to the body of the girl. And I thought it could have been a little bit more scarier. Because I thought, you know.
I agree. Everything just like, seems a little soft in this movie.
Very soft. I was like, okay, we saw this hallucination, but you know what, not going to happen. But they did end it off pretty good with Lorraine standing on that cliff and shit, and then a hand grabbed her.
When she fell off, that was so stupid.
Yeah, but it was cool. Cause I like to see the hand grab her leg and stuff, and, you know, because that's the kind of shit that's been happening in The Conjuring. We would think it's a hallucination, but it wasn't. And that's what I didn't like about this movie because, you know, like when the kids were sleeping in the first Conjuring, and all of a sudden they get pulled into bed and shit, you're like, and the shit was happening. It wasn't no hallucination. They thought they was hallucinating, but it wasn't hallucinating. But this one, it's all hallucinating. And so it's like, y'all trying to flip it, and it doesn't work for me. So I did not like that, Tiffle. But
no, and I also like, so for me, I know this is like maybe pulling hairs or whatever, but I don't sympathize with Arnie because I don't believe people for years, hundreds of years have said, well, I was possessed or somebody else made me do that. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, Tiff, did you see the actual pictures of Arnie at the end of the movie?
I did not.
You should have saw him. And if you saw his pictures, you'd be like, oh, he did it. That motherfucker, he did it.
The girl married him, right?
Oh, yeah. He only did for like 5 years and then he got out because he had a manslaughter beef opposed to having a murder beef, you know, so... He got on 5 years, and they said that they were married to this day. But if you saw the actual pictures of Arnie, you'd be like, ooh, he did it. He did it. So, you know, we go back, and, like, the dad is there, and the father, the actual father, and he's, like, trying to confess. Next thing you know, they're under these catacombs. And old Ed is pretty much having a heart attack the whole goddamn movie, Tiff. You know?
The whole movie.
And it just didn't work for me. You know, he gets down there, he tears up the altar, and then it's over, right?
Yeah.
And it just wasn't – these movies have terrified my punk ass. I mean, The Nun, you know, the Annabelles. And this one was just like – once it got to about the halfway point, I was just wanted to get to the point and be done.
Yes.
You know, and so that's bad, right?
Yeah, you never – if you are starting to wish the movie was over, you know that – it's not good.
What they should do is just go back because they skipped over the Amityville movie in this series. They kind of put it in their movies, you know, that, yeah, we did Amityville thing and you never really saw, you know, except for, I think, one little flashback or something. But, y'all, that's the shit y'all should have did. Shit, you know, famous cases.
Yeah, I bet they will, like, probably in the next couple movies be like, the one you've been waiting for.
Right. Well, please do it right. Bring James Wan back because...
Wasn't the last Amityville... Amityville whole has been remade a couple times.
Yeah, the last one sucked ass.
Didn't have Ryan Reynolds in it.
Oh, I don't know.
Am I wrong? Is he in one of them? Am I crazy?
I don't know. You got to look that shit up before.
I think they'll probably do that one because it's too big of a cash grab to avoid. And these movies do well. This movie's already done well.
Yeah, I mean, the shit is scary, Tivelbot, but this one wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, y'all, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just a little disappointing. It's just a little disappointing.
It's like a COVID movie. You got to judge it on a COVID scale, you know?
True. Fair enough.
Anyway, man, that's it and that's all. We came to do the damn thing and we got it done. We gave you the heat this week, man. You got your E3, you got your Loki, you got your scary movie, everything brand spanking new. We are fans of Patrol. I'm the host. My name is Montego. With me is my sensitive co-host herself, Miss Tivelbot. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
Hey, and until next week, man, we will be on
Patrol.